education of school children to promote this concept of having awareness levels, they call it, for how water resources are really under the United Nations control. And, of course, this is all violating really the due process of law of property rights. And it's taking eminent domain a step further from the last Supreme Court case decision that was on this issue of property rights and how it would be developed in such a way to be able to take it for the benefit of developing an economic base with various cities and counties. But it also is promoting a lot of bond issues by states in order to find ways to have the control of the rivers and streams that were not covered in the eminent domain part of the water section of the bill. So we'll look for you for the next hour, and it's 800-313-9443 for call-in, and we'll proceed with more detail of the water of life.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
High level of carcinogenic product that interrelates with chloramine to make some secondary carcinogenic products. The other, of course, is this highly touted fluoride, which has been around for years. People have been talking about it and developing it and trying to justify it. And there are some people within the dental community that swear by it. And, you know, they want fluoride to be used in such a way that it's helpful for the teeth. But the EPA has always committed that that mutagenesis, in other words, you got the process of mutations of genes, and may have a possible adverse effect of fluoride when calculating fluoride in the water. But they have not really considered the possible mutagenic effects of fluoride because they're saying that the mutagenicity of fluoride cannot be made. That's their contention. The Safe Drinking Water Act does not, permit the agency to apply conclusive proof standards. And that's why we have to have what I call an oversight system in the United States to determine these kind of decisions. And the agency makes their own interpretations of all these acts, particularly the Safe Drinking Water Acts. But there's an implication that some of these after effects of mutagenic products and fluoride could occur in humans. Of course, there's a lot of peer review research that's been done to show that it actually does occur in humans. This is a very important point for another facet of it is the idea of the customized pharmacology that's coming up using genetics to improve drug treatments. And we'll be discussing that and several other aspects of fluoride and water and DNA breakages in the human body on the next hour.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is Wynn Parker of Parker Pathways, opening a door to another pathway, and we have Rita in Colorado. Is Rita there?
Hello.
Is Rita there? Hi, Rita.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, I started out as a computer programmer. I worked on the SACTO project, which made the Sacramento wastewater treatment plant.
Uh-huh.
And its effluent actually goes into the American River.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually feeds the groundwater for the East Bay. A lot of people in the San Francisco Bay probably don't know that, but that, that's really what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's a high-tech solution, and we have, you know, they have sedimentation tanks and digesters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually was one. It was about the biggest process control system at the time that we made it.
Mm-hmm.
And now contrast that if you move up the coast to Arcata, California, and they have a low tech solution. They have a bird sanctuary. I don't know if you've ever been to Arcata.
Oh yes, I know about that project.
Mm-hmm. And that is a really incredible what they did. They've got actually cattails doing the work of machines, and their effluent is going off into the bay. But what I'm trying to get to is there seems to be like an idea what we need is a plan where there's some delegation of authority when the community is planning. You know, we don't want poison in the water, but at the same time we should think about solutions that are appropriate for the community that it serves.
I agree totally, which is why I put together this legal principle a year and a half ago, which is now winding its way through America, the grand jury of science and technology, so that the citizens have a right to vote on what the decisions are by these bureaucrats. And the local issues sometimes get lost in the national issue because the national interests take over. You take the project that you worked on, that's an incredibly sophisticated program, and the California is starting to develop a Proposition 84 on the ballot in November. They call it the Water, Safe Water Act, which is really a guise to get federal money to match funds on repairing levees. There's nothing wrong with repairing levees, but to sell the public on the idea that they're going to have fresh water from the Delta as a result of this, and this is going to solve all their problems. And also having the bill where they can acquire real estate under eminent domain to use the bond money for little projects here and there, which are really fluff compared to actually dealing with the engineering mind of yourself, you know, that work is through. If you take Arcata, to me, that the Archaea system, as far as I'm concerned, is exquisite. That's the word I have for it. But that solves their local issue. You know what I'm saying, Rita?
Yeah.
You know, it solves their local issue. But at the same time, it's like going to a candy store, and you go and you got your favorite candy, and you always want that favorite candy, but you know that you can't get that favorite candy all the time. And this is those kind of issues should be, this is just a future technology projection, but what do you think of the idea of combining minds like yourself with what you, you know, the gestalt of your idea with Sacramento Waters, so you can combine it with the Arcata concept and match them together? In other words, to move it up a notch, to combine these things in such a way where you're not having your sewage system and your toilet taken over by legislative acts.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I've got a community right here, Trinidad, Colorado. We've got a sewer system that's fallen apart. It's really old, and we've
what town is it, Rita?
Trinidad, Colorado.
Oh, Trinidad!
Yeah,
yes, that's a beautiful little town.
Yeah, this would be like this would be probably a test case for what you're talking about, because we need the high tech, but it's actually a perfect place for a bird sanctuary too.
Yeah, Trinidad is a marvelous place.
Yeah, we've got the Purgatory River.
Yeah.
And but we're up at, you know, about 7,000 feet, so we've got to think about, you know, what we're bringing downstream. It's an irrigation stream, mostly. It's used for irrigation, but still, you know, you would want, you know, clean water coming out of the
effort. Absolutely. I'm going to give you my email address if you have something to write with, and I'd like to keep in touch with you on this because of some inputs that I can give to you to help you there.
Okay.
You have something to write with?
Yeah.
It's KWATI. It's pronounced Kwati. KWATI at sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
And I'd really be highly interested in continuing to communicate with you, and if there's any, questions that I can feed into what we have in mind, because what I'm pushing for this national issue, and I'm serious about it in another way, because I know it's affecting medicine. We need to find another way. We need to find another way to look at the human body as not a processing plant. I have a short tutorial. It was a part of an editorial that I wrote about 3 years ago. It was translated in 4 foreign languages, and it's a bullet news, which is on the front of RBN's bullet news section. And it's about chloramine and its effect on collateral health damage in the human body.
I think what we might get to is digesters. There might be alternative bacteria.
Yes. Well, the alternative bacteria concept, I'm very high on, but approaching it from another standpoint.
Okay.
Where I'm at is the idea of using the genetic engineering capabilities of bacteria in a way that is organ specific, so as to have what I call digesting bacteria that are specifically designed for these problems.
Right.
And this is a state of the art that is going into emerging other sciences to address a real world situation where you can process the end product of the bacteria they're using is so that when it gets into our body, it reacts in a good way. The reason I'm mentioning that, Rita, is the fact that our immune systems are being depleted in the real world by all sorts of reasons. And we're not able to handle our immune system properly if we let things go the way they're going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just not going to work. And this is what this is really all about. And I agree with you. The bacteria concept is there. Well, listen, I'm glad you called, and I really want to keep in touch here.
All right.
And I appreciate you calling the show.
Sure. I hope, you know, what my idea is we need to have, to some extent, different flavors of communities, you know?
Yeah.
However, that kind of goes down, but that's just kind of the way it is.
Oh, absolutely. We need to have different flavors of communities. That's right.
Okay.
To be able to have what I call customized work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's an excellent suggestion, and it's the way it should go in this country.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Rita.
You have a really good show.
Thank you very much. We're going to just mention a couple of things here that were tripped up by the last caller. There's a lot of study of carcinogenicity of fluoride. I'm not picking on fluoride today, but it'll come down in a few future shows, particularly after we get into the hidden messages of water. But the EPA did a lot of studies. There were about 11 studies done that were really strong about the carcinogenic effect of fluoride. And the studies were ignored. In a paper showing that various forms from lower animals right up to humans were affected by fluoride as a causative agent of cancer and tumor growth in mice and from the drinking water, and the test data did not show a dose relationship according to the EPA and that type of thing. But the whole point here is that we have in our body, in the stem cell system of our bone marrow, we have what are called monocyte cells. These are, that's spelled monocytoid cells, and they're suggestive of any kind of malignancy. If you were to analyze a bone marrow sample from fluoride and from other kinds of carcinogenic aspects of the secondary byproducts, and from drinking water, and the EPA has always said that the ratio of cancer cells that are malignant were just not that high, and that's an interesting concept, not to have that high when you've got cancer cells in your bone marrow. Interesting, isn't it? I'll talk to you after the break, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot.
Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Press is very highly regarded, and in the science community,
And that was in Volume 6. In 1968, they knew this was causing problems in terms of the human being of having adverse effects. You bring this up at a date where the law profession is being very much involved in our future in terms of genetics to improve drug treatments. And there is a study that's done in the Institute of Bioethics, Health Policy and Law, which I've reviewed. It's pharmacogenetics and social and ethical clinical dimensions. This was published in the year 2003, and it's just been recently updated in the past couple months. But this whole process has to do with the formation of personalized medicine. In other words, in order for you to make a personalized or customized drug for you, you have to have water. You have to have the ability to be able to chemically analyze the construction of the water where you're making this on design. In other words, it's called computational chemistry, and it's used in such a way to have self-designs using the water construction. I plan to talk a lot about this on many shows, and how the water molecule is designed in such a way where it emanates and mimics many of the drug structures which are going to be used for future drugs, for the customizing of drugs. Now, the problem here is that the FDA, to approve a drug, is going to have some problems if the public doesn't interfere on a legal arm, because the FDA is saying, well, we don't regulate the water because it's not a food. Yet you need water, as I said earlier, you need water for the composition of your body, 70% and up in certain cases, where you have to have that transfer of oxygen within the red cell of the body to go to your lungs for you to even breathe. And so the whole process of, for instance, where they're having these asbestos lawsuits that I talked about in the last hour and want to group them into a trust fund controlled by corporate money, being able to develop a restriction or a cap on the people that are coming out of 9/11 and all of their generation. People don't realize that these genetic memories are occurring in real-world terms. So we're going to have a generation of people that are not going to be covered because they don't have the proper chemistry. And, of course, I will get involved in some of this discussion as we go along. By the way, the caller number is 800-313-9443. If you want to have a higher level, I would appreciate your opinions on this subject because it affects you. I'll talk with you in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
$1.15 a unit at that time. under this concept, the pipes really wouldn't be repaired in the United States of America. They just add this as a secondary disinfectant. That's what they would tell people, and that the idea is that it would just supposedly kill Cryptosporidium, Giardia, Lambia, and as a secondary disinfectant, but they ended up using a primary disinfectant over the years, and this is the truth of it. The EPA has ignored the animal studies that were done, saying they didn't fit in their model. And I find, for instance, such a rejection of a very sophisticated study was done by Meyer in 1985. This is called Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfection for the Production of Chromosomal Damage and Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. This was published in Environmental Mutagenesis, a very prestigious journal. And they said, well, it was done in animals, and so it doesn't mean anything. The sperm head abnormalities just don't function properly in our model. But at the same time, in the directive that was given to the states, all states, was the fact that this was still causing damage to the blood and liver in animals, and all of the studies that I read, there were over 1,600 of them, had to do with the concept that it was causing cancer in the liver and it was causing leukemia and in the bone marrow of humans, similar to the studies that have been done on humans with fluoride. Of course, fluoride is a different kind of reaction in terms of the cancer. Now, this is not an indictment against the EPA. The EPA has their own. There's some very hardworking people. Over 10,000 people signed a petition and directive. Employees of the EPA several years ago to get fluoride out of the water. Right now, there's some very excellent researchers in the EPA that are trying to do everything they can to try the use of the word solve this. But the whole problem is, we all talk about bioterrorism. We all talk about that. You know, we're attacked from without and the whole thing. It was always written in history, and people can go back and read history. You cannot defend your nation unless you're healthy. And people can talk one way or another and discuss, we'll buy this kind of vitamin, or we'll buy this kind of mineral, or we'll do the rest of it that we have for to be able to feel better. And those things are valuable. But what do you do with a sustainable development world news on September 4th around the world? You have a statement from the Obesity Conference, which is held in Sydney, Australia, and they're saying that dietary supplements and alternative treatments that promising weight loss have minimal or no effect because they cannot match the evolutionary influences that cause the body to conserve energy in times of famine. Technically, that's a true statement, but the rest of the paragraph they didn't print, which has to do with the fact that you have alternate treatments that don't work because of these other factors that I'm bringing up today in the pathways. These are chemical pathways. They have to do with amino acid uptakes in the body that affect the hormones that go to the brain, that go to the adrenal gland, and affect the rest of the body's functions, of which are tied into all these. It's not just chemicals, it's real-world disinfectant byproducts that are causing iodines to be reapportioned into toxic levels. They affect the thyroid glands, which in turn are causing toxins to be produced in other ways. So now, how is it that you can take a sperm head study, drop it off like it's a piece of garbage from 1995, and then go in and use the same study in Camp Lejeune 6 years later on the wives of Marines to determine abortion rates? That's in North Carolina. That study is also a very big revelation in terms of what's called the longitudinal study statistically, how that was done. And then, of course, the study which comes out, if you look at it, it's called Dr. Bovey study, in 1992. The government knew about this study, the public drinking water contamination and birth weight and fetal deaths and birth defects on a cross-sectional study in the New Jersey Department of Health. And that was in April 1992. And that's fully published for people to work with. The point is, we're not aware where this is going on. We're trying to live our own life in 1992. As I said, as I dedicated the last show to the person who brought this to me, Michelle, who brought this to me in terms of the whole thing, and I was totally unaware of chloramine and the other toxicities, the fluoride argument on the technical level that was affecting people within the government who were protesting it, and they had been doing, and some people have been protesting fluoride for 50 years. And I've met a couple of them, and they're totally right about their position. So now we're looking at a very interesting problem. How is it that we are to have customized pharmacology determined by law cases and the law field, where doctors may be actually reluctant to use genetic screening tests for drugs based upon the new chemistry that is coming forth in terms of customized pharmaceuticals? And so the insurance companies are now into this battle in terms of trying to put up these, instead of discussing toxic tort cases, as I presented in the last hour, they're now talking trust funds, which brings us to the concept of attention deficit disorder. And there are reams of studies which have the public will never see unless somebody tells them about it, concerning the maximum amount of the drinking water that a person might be expected to consume to when the child is very young. So if you want to figure out the contribution of fluoride to the non-drinking water sources and plus the chemicals that are going on in the secondary carcinogenic system, then you are talking about how do you determine new models to be able to test these in foods. And so this is why I am so adamant about the fact that we should be looking at foods that have been irrigated with these particular waters and have been affected in such a way to change the gene structures of foods of which we are eating. Now, in the process of all of this, we have what some very sharp researchers have found on a substance called bromate in the drinking water. And this is affecting the neurotoxicity of the brain. The first study that I came across was in 1992, and that was by a researcher called Hotman. And it's the analysis of trace bromides in drinking water using selective chemistries and anion concentrations and chromatography. And they came up with this. This was done in Toronto, Canada. And it was really a forerunner of a lot of sophisticated research that came out of Canada from 1992 from this work. And these bromates are definitely carcinogenic and genotoxic. In other words, they're going to change the genes and the rest of it. The whole process is that in America, what we have is a little bit of poison is not going to hurt you, according to the medical profession. And Our bodies have a lot of chemicals anyway, so what's our problem? And but you have as a bioaccumulation in these things, and you have a bioaccumulation in various organs that react differently. Our body reproduces, and it reproduces naturally as a way of nature's way of keeping us alive and keeping our system working properly, so that we can what you might call work our system in such a way where our immune system can keep up with these assaults. And why is it that a lot of government agencies wish to ignore their own studies, for instance, on ozone as a disinfectant and an oxidant in water treatment, disinfectant byproducts? This work was done in 1989. It was done by Professor Glaze, and it was just an excellent piece of work. And ozonation was used by the town of Milwaukee and to take care of a lot of the bacterial and virus problems that were involved in their water system. But the whole thing is that recycled water now puts the top of the cake. And how in the world do you figure out how to come around to the fact that the government's telling us, well, it's against the law to drink recycled water? Well, it is. Everything, but the whole thing, there are laws that cover that. But the whole thing is that they're putting it into blended water. They're telling you, well, we're going to put it in an industrial system. I remember a year ago telling a committee that saying, well, there's only one pipe to everyone's house. So how is it that you're telling the public that you're not going to have the recycled water in there? So the whole thing comes down to the fact that, see, recycled water is from the sewage system, and engineers are telling the public, well, there's nothing, this water is perfectly good. But, of course, it doesn't have any ions in it that makes any sense in terms of this, and your body would not like that a lot if you were designing customized prescriptions, which is the future medicine, in terms of trying to figure out how to solve your cancer problem or to have a replacement for chemotherapy in another way. That's reality. And there are on the books all kinds of chemotherapy experiments that are being done with customized pharmaceuticals. So what we have here is that the courts have taken on, there's a very important case called Perez versus White Labs, by the way, the citation for that case is 734 A second 1245, page 1245, A stands for appellate. And the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that when a drug manufacturer advertises directly to consumers, it has a duty to warn them directly of the risks it knows about or should know about. Well, how is it that that's an important decision? We can all say, yeah, that sounds good, but what about the vaccines? What about the vaccines that they're going to be promoted for influenza and forms of different types of mutated viruses that are on the boards right now? How is it that we're supposed to deal with the fact of knowing about risks when they're not telling how the risks are really are parts of the reaction inside of our body, which are reacting to these various real-world chemicals that are in our body? And therein lies a new legal, what I call a new legal format for the development of what I call new law concerning personalized medicine. So I feel strongly that the drug companies and the pharmacogenic aspect of medicine needs to be revisited by people to have their own legal arm to say what goes in their food and water. And we'll talk to you back on the break, and it's 800-313-9443.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allan. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allan takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allan.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
Barker Pathways. And for my listeners, if you want to have a contact which has been used pretty good and give you my address, it's you want to write to me too, is Wynn Parker at P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California 94030. Email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. And I'm still answering the many, many, many emails. I answer every one of them concerning questions and comments. One of the things that is very important to know is that in terms of all of this is that to offset a lot of the aspects of how we look at the government and what we need to do to be involved in a different way, particularly in a legal way. I'm proposing an orphan genome legislation similar to the Orphan Drug Act that was passed in 1983, and that was to stimulate the